Coming up to 12:30, we'll have Andrew Bolt on the program very shortly. So much to talk about today. But I was absolutely flummoxed this morning when reading the front page of the Herald, this sick case of emotional abuse on children in classrooms struck me. It occurred on Tuesday at St Justin's Catholic Primary School in Oran Park. A nun walked into a classroom at 9:30 in the morning and apparently told the year four children, she told them something quite terrifying, especially for a year four student. "I've received a letter," she allegedly said, "being delivered from the Prime Minister's office, and it's stating that your parents aren't looking after you well enough and you have to be taken away from your families." It was delivered as fact. Why? To teach them some lesson on the stolen generation. Now, from the reports, the poor kids were terrified. Several started to cry, some couldn't eat their lunch, and they weren't told that it was untrue until 2:50 that afternoon, more than 5 hours of grief later. How incredibly irresponsible. What sort of a guilt trip do you want these kids to go on, and how cruel? Sister, how about trying this? Kids, imagine if today the government had announced that you would be taken away from your family. You'd never see them again, possibly, because your parents are not looking after you properly and you won't see them again. Imagine how you'd feel. Johnny, Mary, how would you feel? Why didn't you try that, sister? Like, are you telling me that wouldn't have explained what happened and got the message across? Lesson taught minus extreme trauma. We've got to protect kids at school. They've got to feel nurtured, supported, secure, not taunted, not terrified, and not terrified like as if it was the 1960s. Now, the director of schools at the Catholic Diocese of Wollongong says this will never happen again. But it has happened previously. But boy, you'd consider taking your child out of the school immediately, wouldn't you? And you'd also, well, it makes us all think twice about who looks after them. Natalie Wyke's 10-year-old son, Kynan, was one of the kids in that class. He was so scared he started thinking of ways to escape before the end of school. Natalie's now having to reassure and comfort him because of what he was told. Natalie joins me on the line right now. Nat, thank you very much for your time.
That's okay.
It's so good to hear that that won't be happening again. That's one thing. But it must make you wonder whether you keep your kids in the same hands from this point on.
I know. That's a really tough decision. And my son doesn't want to change because all of his friends are there. But and I don't know what I'm going to do, but if I had my way, he wouldn't be there. And yeah, I need to think about it and decide what's going to happen.
I assume you found out about what happened when Kynan came home from school that afternoon?
Yeah, he came home and said, "Mum, I got really scared today." And then he started to tell me about it. And I was just shocked and kind of thought, no, it couldn't be true. Like, you haven't understood it properly. You know, they wouldn't have done this. And
no.
I rang a friend and whose son's also at the school in another class, and she said, yes, he was crying. And then I had other parents, telling me that it did happen and this is what happened.
And from what you could feel and see from Kynan, he was legitimately shaken up?
Yeah, he said to me, "Mum, the army can come and take me from the school and there's nothing you can do about it." And I said, "Mate, that won't happen and it can't happen." And he said, "But they could come and take me with guns and you wouldn't be able to stop them." He never had any thoughts like this before going to school on Tuesday.
How old is he?
10.
10. See, this is the problem. You know, 5 hours later, after they've had 5 hours to absorb what it all means, that, you know, he wouldn't see you again.
Yeah.
Even after they say 5 hours later, no, this is just a lesson, boys and girls, that they don't see straight. They don't think straight, do they?
No. Well, he even went to the office and made up a lie with his friend that they'd had a head clash, so the school would ring me to come and pick him up. And I got a phone call from the school saying that, you know, Kynan's been involved in a head clash with a friend and he's okay and he's gone back to class. And I get those sort of calls quite often, so it's not something that I thought anything of. And it wasn't until he came home and told me that he didn't have a head clash with his friend, but they did that because they wanted us to come and get them because they were scared they weren't coming home.
They were petrified and trying to escape.
Yes. He said to me, "I was looking at a way to get out of the school. Mum was going to escape." And I said to the principal, "What would you have done if my child had have escaped out of the school and started to go home and something had have happened?"
Wow. What did the principal say to you? Did you call a meeting or were you asked to come in or have parents been spoken to directly?
I went up there first thing yesterday morning and spoke to the principal, and he said, oh, it probably did go on a bit long, and I'll make sure all the children know that it was only role-playing. And he said, you understand this wasn't true, don't you, Kynan? And Kynan said, yes. And I said, but he's now worried the army can come and take him. And he said to me, well, you understand that's not true. Or said to Kynan, you understand that's not going to happen, don't you? And Kynan said, yeah, but it could happen. And that was it. And he said to me, oh, on the flip side, I've had an email from a parent congratulating the teachers in Year 4 on a job well done yesterday. There are children at that school now who are not going back to school because they're petrified.
Yeah. Now, apparently the school's done this before, and some other parents have supported it too. This is cuckoo stuff.
Yeah.
Cuckoo!
I don't know if it was done as drastically in the past. I have not heard anything about it. My daughter is 3 years younger, and when she was in Year 4 there, it didn't happen. I mean, 3 years older, sorry. When she was in Year 4, it didn't happen. So, but apparently it was done last year, but I don't think it could have gone on as long as it did and been as serious as it was, even to the point of telling them where they were going to be sleeping, that there'll be certain groups sleeping in the library, certain groups sleeping in the school next door. My son was concocting a plan with his friends that when the teachers were asleep and everyone was asleep, they were going to get out of the school.
That makes you so weak in the heart to feel what they felt at the time.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's hope that this is not an entrenched kind of teaching process that's going on in the school, and you can get on with it, and Kynan can also get over it and move on.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't think it'll ever happen again, which is a good thing, but, you know, learning it is fine, but just not to be made feel the way that they were.
Talk about using their emotions.
Yeah.
Natalie, thank you very much for the time. All the very best for you and Kynan.
Thank you.
All right, Natalie Wykes. Take some guts to stand up, knowing how everyone in the school, teachers and other parents, know who you are, and tell it the way she told it. But it has to be told, because if you've had something like that happen the year before and then this year, it's obviously not something one particular teacher or one nun is in control of. It's actually a lesson that's been given a few ticks up the tree. That's the worry. 131 873 is the telephone number.